Good Morning Ulster has help much closer to hand than that. Jerry Campbell is from Colleges NI and Richard Kirk is with the Institute of Civil Engineering. Gentlemen, good morning. I guess there's two sides to this, Jerry, aren't there? There's those who don't get the grades they want and those who don't want to go to university anyway. But in terms of those who don't get the grades they want, what's the first thing someone should do?
Well, I think the first thing is to recognise that it's important that individuals make informed career choices and not to panic, because there are other options in terms of going to through the traditional university route. More and more, increasingly over the last number of years, more students have recognised that there is an opportunity to get onto the higher education pathway within a further education college. Currently, about 20% of all higher education within Northern Ireland is delivered through an FE college.
Is that a rising figure?
It has been rising steadily over the last number of years. I think what adds to that has been the unique offering that the further education colleges have to offer. We offer higher education, which is very much developed in partnership with employers and with industry, so we're encouraging and supporting our students to be able to acquire the necessary work-related skills, but also to match that to a higher education qualification, and also provide the opportunity and pathway to be able to progress to a university and possibly go on to complete an honours degree. However, there are also some honours degrees available within some of the further education colleges as well. But it's about choice, and what I would put forward would be there are many attractive elements that are on offer within the higher education offering within the further education colleges. And as Robbie mentioned earlier on, the growth of STEM subjects at A-level, you know, there is a skills barometer report was released last November, which talked about the need to develop skills in critical areas to support the economy.
It's interesting how maths is the most popular, 1 in 10 people taking maths, and yet there's this great shortage nationally of maths teachers. I mean, you know, there's a bit of a mismatch there, isn't there?
And I think that's a challenge for schools and for the economy, because there's a lot of promotion has taken place over the last number of years about promoting STEM subjects and their importance to the economy.
Right. So, Richard Kirk, Institute of Civil Engineering, if you don't want to go to university, can you be an engineer?
Oh, you certainly can. No, today's obviously a day of mixed emotions for many young people and their parents, but what we want to encourage you to say is there are no dead ends today. Those results on that bit of paper today will not define you, and whether they were good or whether they were bad. We have worked with a number of civil engineering employers locally, picking up on what Jerry has said about the skills barometer. Civil engineering is the third highest area of future needs. IT is number one, nursing is number two, and then civil engineering is there at number three. So what we've done is we've tried to make more pathways to become a civil engineer. It's not just a case of going to university, paying as a full-time student, paying fees, and then hoping to get a job at the end. Employers have recognised that they need to access young people much earlier. So we've actually started an apprenticeship at 16.
What would be a path that you might take?
Well, we have started an apprenticeship just this year, which starts at minimum entry level of post-GCSE. So we'll be open to those who are getting A-levels today who maybe don't want to go to university. But we would want to see it as a first choice option in future. They can start on a starting salary of £10,000 at 16. Have a career pathway ahead of them, which can allow them to progress to higher levels. We're also working with universities as well to try and put in place higher level apprenticeships. So it means that you're earning while you're learning. You're getting a really satisfying career. You can help contribute to roads like the A6 that we were talking about earlier to make Northern Ireland a better place.
But and build more campuses for more students.
Yes, hopefully that would be great. But the other thing is that in Northern Ireland, civil engineers build and design civil engineering that is not here as well. There are companies designing airports in the Middle East, reservoirs in the Middle East, some things in South America as well. So it's a career where you can stay. You can stay here in Northern Ireland or travel the world if you want.
I should say other good careers are available. Thank you both very much indeed.